We give you glory, Lord. Wonderful. You are worthy. Oh, lift up your hands, everybody. You are wonderful. You are worthy. Oh, you are wonderful. And you are worthy. Oh, Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as. Oh, lift up your hands and sing it.
You remain the same.
Oh, we are just thanking God, that the year has ended. That's all we are doing. That's all we are doing this morning.
As you are.
You remain the same, the shade of this, the shade of this,
as old as you are, as old as you are.
You remain the same, the shade of this,
as old as you are, as old as you are.
Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Lift up your voice and sing it. Sing it from your heart, young people. Oh, come, let us adore Him.
Come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him.
For the very last time, oh come, let us adore Him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. Father, we have come again to your house. We know that this is the last but one Sunday of the year. And Lord, we are here to say how thankful we are for keeping us and sustaining us. We are here to thank you for delivering us from the traps and from the snare of the evil one. We are also here to express our gratitude to you for keeping us from evil, in Jesus' name. Father, we are all here to say thank you to you. All that we have come to say is that if there's a better way of saying thanks to you, we will do that. But this morning, with one accord and with one voice, we lift our hands and we say, Lord, we cannot thank you enough. We cannot say thank you enough for all that you have done for us and that you are going to do for us. Holy Spirit, we commit our service into your care. Lord, we pray that may the entrance of your word give us light and understanding. We also pray that, Lord, may you come amongst us. May you come and be in our service. Satan, we curse you. Satan, we ask you to leave our service this morning. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit here. And we say, Lord, have your way. Lord, take control. In Jesus' name, we pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, why don't you put your hands together for the Lord? Oh, your clapping is very weak. Your clapping is very... See, when you are clapping, you are not clapping for me. Me, I don't need your clap at all. I don't need your clap at all. But you are clapping for Jesus. You are clapping for Jesus. Hallelujah. Will you move around? Will you move from your seat and locate about 7 people and tell them that they are welcome to church? Especially this, our friends who just... Can somebody work on my microphone? These are friends who just came from secondary school. It's nice to greet them. You may not know. I can see Accra Academy. I can see Presec. We are seeing Wesley Girls. Fantima. We are seeing St. Augustine. Where is the St. Augustine guy? Oh, move about. Just give somebody a hug. Eh? Give somebody a hug. It's very important. Say thank you to somebody. Yeah. Felix, move from your seat. Etienne, why you hold this light pole? So as for me, nobody will come and say hi to me because I'm an ace patient. Nobody will come and hug me. Fire burn all of you. Go and sit down. Go and sit down. Hallelujah. So take your seat. What a blessing. Today I'm preaching for a very short time. And then after, how many of you can see that I'm seeing something you are not seeing? So there's a cocktail for Malat service. Cocktail. So you can see water. You can see Bell Cola. They are bringing samosa and spring roll. And sausage and gizzard and chicken. Oh. Today you will enjoy. Then tomorrow, I'm planning something else. This Christmas, mube bomika afremi dada. Bomka. It's into my account. Bomka na frem dada. Hallelujah. But it's a blessing to be here for us to have our last but one Sunday. And let me say before I forget, maybe if the enjoyment starts, people forget. Usually when people see food, they forget a lot of things. So let me say that tomorrow morning, we are coming here. Lady, nice to see. Is that lady? No, hey. The ladies. Hey, who said Georgette? Pa. Tomorrow morning tomorrow is the Christmas, okay? Tomorrow is 25th. Today is called Christmas Eve, okay? A day before Christmas is Christmas Eve. This one they'll teach you in literature. Those of you, even this thing I'm saying, Wesley Girls people, they don't know. Akaka too, they don't know. Presec also doesn't know the answer. Infantima too, they don't know. It's only me that I know that I'm teaching you. Okay. So, today is called the Eve of Christmas. All right. And for me, I'm very thankful to God that another year has come to... Something is doing... Something is doing... All these things, we should say it before they do it. Meanwhile, they know the writing, though. It's only fire that can bend them. Amen. But it's a blessing to see all of you once again. Put your hands together for yourself. Please give me a little volume, okay, so that I don't shout. I'm the pastor. Or if you give the volume, then they do cheat. Put off every microphone. I'm the only one preaching, and I'm the pastor. If you are a newcomer, I'm not going to invite a pastor. I'm the real pastor here. Hallelujah. Yeah. And in the few weeks past, or since we started the month of December, I've been trying to explain to you from this powerful book, how can I say thanks? Yeah, I think those who are clapping, you understand. You are, those clapping are people who are grateful to God for their lives. Those clapping. How can we all say it? How can I say thanks? How can I say thanks? And I've been explaining, I've been trying to explain to you that a lot of people are ungrateful. Everybody in one way or the other is an ungrateful person. All of us. So sometimes when we are preaching, it looks as though you are not part. But a lot of things have been done for you or to you that you never said thank you. All of us sitting down here, we are guilty. People have done things for you, and I kept saying that this thing called rights and privileges, they have corrupted our minds. For you to think that it is your right. Achu, will you move from the back there and come and sit here? The secondary school, you have not started here, so you don't sit among people who are going to secondary school. Sit here. Sit by Akraka. Which school will you like to go? Which school are you going so that I know what I do for you? No, Mujano, no, choose your school. Choose your school. Which school? St. Paul's. Oh, come on, for the Wesley girls, it's for only girls. But what is that you going to do at Wesley girls? Amen. So all of us are guilty of this subject. And you see, sometimes when things happen to us, we feel that it is by our strength. Some people feel that it's by their strength. Because you see, your parents have given you iron tablet, Agbevetonic. You see, so you feel that it's the Agbevetonic that is working. And the people come to the radio and they explain that this Agbevetonic is an immune booster. Yes, it boosts the immune system and it isolates you from every sickness and infection. So as you take the tonic, you know, what are the other tonic that we have? Tabia bitters. After I've taken the Tabia bitters, no. My strength is from Tabia bitters. What? Dr. JB. What does he do? Dr. Amuzu. there's a drug called Dr. Amuzu. It's bitters. It makes you feel powerful. Especially when you, what? Quam mixture. You see, so there are a lot of mixtures and tonic and bitters and a whole lot on the market. Sometimes when you put some on your body and your body is a shishu kakre, say yes, the drug is working. It's working. So sometimes we feel that our strength is from the drug. Some of you, you think that you are alive because you are intelligent. Like you are doing well in life because you are intelligent. Like the whole family, you are the next big thing that is about to happen in the Owusu family. Hey, you are the next big thing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You feel that you are more intelligent than all the people in your family. How many of you sometimes you feel that way? Hey, but you are good, though. You are obedient children. But there are sometimes, especially when you go to school and you chop first and your big sister has chopped like third. So no, my brain is working better. Yeah. Some of you too, you feel that you are very beautiful. Like the family, the whole class, you are the most beautiful person. But I tell you, let me tell you a secret. In 10 years' time, if we take your picture right now, in 10 years' time, if you see that picture, you tell it. Yeah. Go, you tell it. I'm saying that one day, God will bless us. When we come to church, I will show pictures on the wall here. You will see something. Yeah. One day, I'll show you a picture of Michaela Nanaya Jackson. And you know that I'm serious. God has done it. Yeah. And you see, some of you, even as now that you are sitting down here, people are falling in love with you. But in 10 years' time, when those people see your pictures, they say, hey, where did you pass? Recently, I saw my wife picture me when she was in SHS or JHS. When I saw the picture, I said, hey. So I said, so that time to your boyfriend. Or see, I let me say, hey, Rade. Mama dear, just a corner bonnet. Yeah. But you see, when things are working for us, human beings, then we start to write books. How to. In the book you see how to, it tells you that the person has done it and it has worked. Yeah. How to enjoy Christmas with 50 pesos. It's a book. It's a book. How to become a billionaire. How to. Meanwhile, the one, if there's a way to do billionaire, like the one selling the book shouldn't be selling the book. You have written the book and you are selling. And you are in the book, you are explaining to us how we can become billionaire. But that you are writing the book, you are not a billionaire. Is this not a mystery? How to pass exam? Because you wrote BEC and you had 8 ones. No, you have written book, JHS. You have named it. How to pass BEC with ease, without sweat. God is, and see, and when God sees all these things, Bible says in Psalm 2, he said that he that seated in the heaven shall laugh. So that God looks at earth and he begins to laugh. Look at Psalm 2. Psalm 2. There's a scripture there like that. Somebody should look. It says, he that seated in the heavens shall laugh. Why don't we have projector? Look, next year, try and bring that TV here. So that at least when we put the scripture there, we can see. Sometimes when God wants to laugh, he just opens the curtains and looks down on us here. Then he's happy. Because he's like, you are writing a book. Right now, because you have done Quantum Rescue and your parents say it's good. Shelley, you have written a book. How to prepare Colton Rescue with Momone in 5 minutes. Who have seen the scripture? Psalm 2 verse what? Hey, you don't know scriptures. You are now reading Psalm 2. Psalm 2 verse 4. Read it.
The one who enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them.
Yeah. The one who enthrones in heaven. King James said that he that seated in the heaven shall laugh. God is laughing at us. Because we are writing books. Some of you, I know you write books. How to win Ghana Most Beautiful with ease. Abena writes books. Yeah. Hallelujah. But I think that the wisest thing to do as young people is to always learn to give thanks. Do you understand? Priscilla, learn to do what? To give thanks. Psalm 103. Let's look at that scripture that then I'll begin to preach. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Let me see if I can read it from NLT. He said, praise the Lord. I tell myself with my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. You see, when you are praising the name of the Lord, you must do it with your heart. Yeah. Anything you do and your heart is not involved, it's not real. Anything that your heart is not in it, It's not a reality. And it doesn't even bring a certain impact. That's why there are people that people love them, but they don't love them back. It's a mystery. There are some boys who love some girls, but the girl doesn't love them. The girl is chasing another boy, some Okada rider, whose boxes we can't tell the color. Yeah. Meanwhile, this prime and proper man, he has come to park his car. The girl says he doesn't like that one. Yeah. Your heart. One day I'll preach to you about your heart. Your heart is very important too. Your heart. So he said, I will tell myself with all my heart and I'll praise. He said, verse 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. How many of you know that God has been beneficial to you? Yeah. Forget not all his benefits. Let me read it in NLT. NLT helps you. He said, praise the Lord. I tell myself, never forget the good things he does for me. How many of you know that God has done some good things for you? Yeah. If you are here, you don't think that God has done anything good for you. I'm sure you are a very ungrateful person. All the benefits. Benefit. You see, when you work at a good place, there's something we call benefit. Yeah. Where I work, I have benefits. Where I work, if I'm sick, God forbid, me, I won't get sick. If I'm sick, it's free medical care. It's a benefit. If I send my children there, free, nobody will collect me money. But if I send you there, you pay. Because you are not entitled. Me, I'm entitled. My children are entitled. My wife is entitled. Oh, if I write your name right now that you are my daughter and you go, you won't pay. Because you are entitled. It's a benefit. Yeah. There are some places where you work, you are after 5 years, you are entitled to a house. Yeah, it's a benefit. Yeah, it's a benefit. There are some places where you work, after a certain number of years, you travel out of the country. They sponsor you to travel out. It's a benefit. What did they say? Your parents, they don't travel anywhere. Because that is not a benefit. So when you start working, they'll tell you the benefit that you enjoy. So when you serve God also, there's a benefit you must enjoy. Let's look at verse 3, Psalm 103, verse 3. It said that, He forgiveth all my sins. How many of you know that you have sins? And if your sins were not forgiven, it won't be easy for you. How many of you think that we should watch your sins here for 5 minutes? They said we are projecting your sins. How many of you would like your sins to be projected for 5 minutes? We are all here. Some of you, if they say we should even watch your WhatsApp messages for 5 minutes, your WhatsApp messages. Winnie, you see, the messages that you'll be receiving, we are going to read for 5 minutes here. Yeah, just 5 minutes. But God has forgiven you all your sins. Your sins. When I say your sins, I mean your sins. Bonnie. One day, a certain girl, she was WhatsApping with a certain guy. Yeah. And I used my forensic investigative, and I chanced on the chat. Very dirty chat. When I say dirty, I mean what? Dirty. Do you have songs that as we are enjoying, we can be dancing? But we are dancing though. Today, if you don't dance, tomorrow I won't do the package I have tomorrow, I won't do it. You know me already. Even this one, this particular one, about 2 nights ago, I was sleeping then. I heard a voice say, my son, Ike, do something for Malat service. And I said, yes, Lord. And so if you don't dance today, Kofi, want to proper dance, you know. Since Kofi went to this precinct and came back, but he has become extra gentle, pal. He doesn't dance again. Even Achukra, who is here, he doesn't dance. Then Prisek. St. Paul's, so for future St. Paul's candidates. Amen. He forgiveth all my sins. Can you imagine if your sins have not been forgiven? If God decided that he's not going to forgive you your sins. How many of you sometimes you feel guilty by certain sins you commit? Like, you are guilty. That's why sometimes you can't come to church. Based on the text messages, the call that you had with the boy last night, you can't come. You can't come. As you come here, you think that God has revealed it to me. Some of you, that's the only reason. One day, a certain parent came to knock my office door. Early in the morning, I said, come in. When the parent entered my office, she started crying. She said, Reverend, I'm doomed. I said, don't say you are doomed. I'm here for you. What is your problem? Say your problem, I'll solve it for you. Then the parent said, Reverend, you don't understand. I said, me, I understand all things. Say your problem. Through Christ who strengthens me, I understand all your problems. He said, last night, my daughter, she's in your choir. I said, what's the problem? She said, while I was sleeping, I gave my phone to my daughter. She said she was going to look for some music, some song. And the mother said, from afar, I was sleeping, but I wasn't sleeping. From afar, when I watched my daughter, she was watching pornography. I said, hey! Quarista, who is coming to sing song Sunday morning here? from afar. That is that the woman, her visual acuity is very sharp. People, you think I'm a plumber. I'm a doctor. I'm a real doctor. I don't know whether I call him and he don't call me Reverend Doctor. Why you didn't ask Reverend Doctor? Come on, leave the church. Or you beg. Reverend Doctor. Hallelujah. So, can you imagine? God has no forgive. So, when the woman said that, I was trying to look like, oh, it'd be nothing, it'd be nothing. But in my heart, I was more broken than what the woman came to say. It pained me. Then she added, is this what you are teaching my daughter? I said, hey! You are worrying me with these questions you are asking me. Amen. So imagine God said that he's not going to forgive you your sins. You can imagine. Clap for God for forgiving us our stealing, our insult, disobedient to parents, watching girls but us, pornography, boyfriends loving you, girlfriends loving you, stealing and all that. God is saying that it's okay. It's all, everybody say, it's okay. I understand. I've forgiven you. Yeah. God says he has forgiven. How many of you have done something bad in the house? You know that they have caught you, but they have not called you for punishment. How many of you? Hey, that thing, eh? Look, as you are moving the house, you are not comfortable. No, you know that they've caught you. Look, as you open the pan to take, your hand is even, you have brought the chicken out and then they opened the door and they saw you. This one, it's not like you are come to deny, they saw you. Then your mother just closed the door and left. Up to today, they've not called you for any meeting. You see that? Like, you are not happy in the house. When they say something, you can't laugh because you know that you have some arrears be that they've not called you for. But God is not like that. Oh, God says, I have forgiven you. Yeah. One of the nice words to hear is, I have forgiven you. Yeah. And another word that when you hear also, it makes you feel good is this number on Momo. Yeah. is this your number on Momo? Ah. Yesterday, I had two of such text messages. Yesterday I was sleepy. I was tired. When I woke up, I put on my WhatsApp. Then a foreign number from US said, "Is this number on Momo?" I said, "Why not? Why will Lino be on Momo? What, then why am I using the number? It is on Momo. It is on Momo." Then after 5 minutes, then I get Brian send wave from Manoni. You see that sound? It's vitamin M. Hey, it look, suddenly my mood changed. So yeah, it's nice. Number two, he said, still verse 3, he said, and heals all my diseases. Hey, how many of you know that you've been sick? There are some of the sicknesses, that this one, sometimes as you are sick, no, your auntie will come say, auntie Agiba, no, say ya, no, the who you say, yeah, they see that, they see that this one, you're about to go. How many of you have been sick and you felt that this sickness is unto death? This one, on this one, I'm going. One day, my guy, I was with him. He was sick. And this my friend, his phone, there's code on it. The wife doesn't even know the code. Hey, they're a very secretive guy. Then when I went to him, I went to pray with him. When I finished praying with him, he said, "Oh, Reverend, now I can go in peace." When I started feeling sorry for him, he said, "Please call my wife for me." When the wife came, he said, Equia. The password to my phone is 0404. This woman here, she's owing me 4,000. He started telling all his secret to the wife. But now he feels that he's going. But I know that the sickness is unto death. And the wife started crying. The wife was not paying attention. I said, wait, take paper and come and write the things that your husband is saying. You are here crying. If he wants to go, he should go. Right now, he's well. He's. And I told him, you see how you put password on your phone? Your wife doesn't know. Stop it. Fingerprint. Face lock. Before, the whole lot of things, they can't even know what is. Now, when you die, we don't know what to do again. Hallelujah. There are some sicknesses that are unto death. Yeah. At my workplace, every day somebody dies. Every day somebody dies. Every day. Look, every day. Look, there are people who are alive today. They will not see 31st. Oh, yes. Every day people are dying. Look, as you are coming to drink things, people are in the hospital. Yeah, there's a certain word at 37. When I get there and people are crying, it's not because they wrote a medicine for them and they can't buy it. It's because the person was gone. Every time somebody is going, every time, sometimes early in the morning when you get this, the people are crying. He healed all thy diseases, all your sicknesses. Sometimes malaria. Some malaria will come. You have seen food you can't eat. Then they'll be encouraging you. See your mother, try and drink small. Try and drink small light soup. But me, mom, they have not been sick to that point where they have to encourage me to eat. No. Me, I don't need encouragement to eat. Oh, no, the food is there. It's not my mouth that is sick. So that's all the food that it must be eating. Hallelujah. May God heal all of us, our diseases and our sicknesses. He healed, and these are the benefit of serving the Lord. Benefits. He forgive you your sins. He heal all your... What's the next one again? We are still in Psalm 103. He said, verse 4, He redeemed my life from destruction. Let me read it from the Message Bible. He said, He redeems you from hell, saves your life. Let me read it from NLT. NLT says that He ransoms me from death. He removes you from death. He collects you from death. You think you can't die? Achu, you think you can't die? You can't die. Everybody can die. I'm telling you, that's what I want you to understand. Everybody can die. But Bible said that He removes you from death. He redeems your life from death. Yeah. You see, what makes it a shock when young people die is that we don't expect young people to die. That is a shock. It's a shock. No. Anybody who is 86, it's not a shock. Even we are praying that the way it is, you should go because you are worrying people too much. Because these old people, they worry people. They say, wait, they can insult you. If visitors come to the hotel, tell the visitor that they've not eaten since yesterday. Hey, these old ladies, they can talk, eh? Yeah, and you can't insult them. Yeah, if you insult them, you have insulted an elderly person. And Bible said that your days will be short on this earth. they can say anything to anybody. Your grandmother can insult you and insult your father. My father can't say anything. He redeems your life. He redeems your life. So you see, you must be so grateful that God has kept you alive. God has kept you alive. God has actually decided that you are, you see, God selects those who should go. That's how the death. So they said, this person has died here. This person. God actually selects. Every morning he comes with a new list. Today, these are the list of people who are going. And people who are coming. As people are going, people are coming. The same hospital that people die, the same hospital, there's a place called maternity ward. Yeah. People are laughing. I think about last month ago, I was at the maternity ward, and I think I was there for about 3 weeks, and I went there, I was just teaching the new mothers exclusive breastfeeding. And when you go, you can see the joy. Oh, me ban on in here. Say, that's the one you be here with me. She's laughing. The child is happy that she has come to the world. But in another world, I guess moving like that. The same hospital. Yeah. He ransoms my life from death
and surrounds me with love and tender mercies. Everybody say love and tender mercies. King James says he crowns thee with loving kindness and tender. It's like after that, God shows you love. People don't easily love people. Yeah. God shows you love. Some of you have people where you have saved their name on their phone, but they've not saved your name on their phone. I'm telling you. Yeah. People have saved people's names as bestie. But on this other person's phone, you are not the bestie. You are just some name be that the person has put there. Don't answer one. Don't answer two. Don't answer three. Don't answer four. Some of you, they've saved your name as mechanic five. On the, but you, that's that boy, you have saved his name as bestie. But on have on his phone, you are a shower three. Yeah. But God has decided to, you see, one of the greatest things to experience in life is love. Somebody who loves you. That's why a lot of songs have been composed about love. Love is a beautiful thing. To get somebody to love you. Yeah. A lot of songs, whether it's secular song, spiritual song, it's about love is important. Love is good. To have somebody to say that I love you, it's a serious thing. The whole world, somebody cannot eat because of you. Hey, you must be special. Yeah, because of you, the person cannot eat. It's a serious thing, though. Or somebody has decided to do hunger strike because the person says, I love you. You don't say, I love you too. The person is just like sad. Love is powerful. And Bible said that he has crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Loving kind. God is in the book, in the same book of Psalm, Bible said that you are the apple of God's eye. I'm the apple of his eye. The thought that fills every morning, noon, and night. Okofi, you play for me. All my voice is on the keyboard. He what? And that Beji Mike ne bwa me make sam na na chese. Patient to like him running back. Oh, hey, do the mic for the girl. He turned my life around. Make me a shining star. His glory to reveal. Oh, worship him forever, love him forever, because this God is too good. Let's start from there. I'm the apple of his eye.
I'm the apple of his eye. The thought that fills his heart. Every morning, noon.
Wait. Break it down. Every morning, noon, you have not fallen in love before. The person is on your mind every morning, every afternoon, every evening, and even sometimes before you sleep. You as you are turning on the bed, you are thinking about the person. You are here, you have not fallen in love before. You are a tree. You are a tree. You are a tree. There's this type of text message you receive. I'm telling you. Look, when it's your birthday, everybody is posting you. If that guy hasn't posted you, the birthday is not complete. This is my birthday.
I'm the apple of his eye. The thought that fills every morning, noon, and night.
Next line is what?
Ask me when I
didn't care. Wait, let me explain that line. When somebody loves you but you don't care, it's sad. It's sad. Somebody is crashing on you. It's the is crashing on you, but you don't care. Go this year. Hey, one day remind me, I'll share a story like that with you. Hey, some girl be when we're in secondary school. She will call that they should come and call me so that I'll teach her commerce. As I'm teaching the commerce, Naomi is not looking on the board, she's just looking at my face. But Naomi had a friend called Portia. Now, Portia, no, that is where my mind was. But the Portia girl, she don't mind me self. Like, Master, I come up for that. But the Naomi girl that I don't like, he loves me when I didn't care.
And was patient till I came running back into his arms.
Lift up your hands and let's sing it.
Oh, look how he turned my life around. Made me a shining star, his glory to reveal.
I will worship him.
I will worship him forever, love him forever, because this love is too good.
Wait, love is good, oh. So for God to set his love upon you, in Psalm 91, he said, because you have known his name, he has set his love upon you. So you see, when somebody loves you, don't take it for granted. Annette, now how about charge you phone? Who need light? Your mom will light off. Yay, I'm sorry for any poverty. When somebody loves you, you will be shocked the number of girls who cannot sleep because of Achu. I mean... You can't imagine.
I can only imagine.
Hey, you don't know. You see, some of you take so many things for granted. But this is not what I'm coming to preach. I'm just explaining some 103. The real message I've not started yet. Why are you holding the microphone? Do you sing? No, you might do you sing. Go, you take the cocktail again. Or you beg. So give the microphone to them. Since when did you become a chorister? Elsie, take the microphone from him. Okay, last Sunday you were not in church. You were explaining after church why you were not in church last week. Before you take your drink and your this. Now, when you do know, we sack you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Look at verse 1. He said, he fills my life with good things. He fills my life with... You see, when somebody loves you, the person gives you good things. Yeah. Expensive things. Yeah, perfume and chocolate. Perfume. Friday, somebody gave me a present, very expensive present. I said, hey. But you see, I kept thinking that, is the person not falling in love? Because if she's catching feelings, she should know that somebody else is there already. God, based on the gift the person brought, I said, hey, this gift, you know. It's not, one day, a certain girl gave me a gift. And then, this type of red ribbons. But the girl, I know her intention. I know that. Then she called. They said that, have you received them? Even that, the present, she sent it through somebody. I said, I've received it. He said, what does red mean? And I said, red, it means danger. He said, oh, no. Another meaning for red. And I said, red means blood, bloody. He said, no. Let your mind come home. Hey, girls can do anything, no. Girls can do anything. He fills my life with what? Good things. Somebody has worked on my mic. My mic has, the volume has come down. They say, move, put on your mic. If you are not singing, put it on. Hey, Janita is holding my, she's ready to sing. Like, I should bring a song. Amen. So he fills your mouth with good things. In 2024, may the Lord fill your mouth with good things. This place is very cool. I said in 2024, may the Lord fill your mouth with good things.
Amen.
Good things. You have, look, this phone that everybody using, you too, you use some. I see the Lord changing your phones. He's changing, he's giving you a phone. Giving you a phone. I mean, phone is one of the commonest commodity, but now you should have a phone. Some of you are stressed. Some of you too, if you have the phone, you can't buy credit. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I said hallelujah. Amen. He said, and my youth is renewed like the eagles. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Bruh, as the things work, you don't change it too. Last week, the message you recorded is full of echoes. And so know that you are not the only church listening to the preaching. Other churches are also listening. So please, I'm feeling echo in the thing. I'm feeling echo, please. Today, I'm preaching about three importance of thanksgiving. Three, sharp. Three importance of thanksgiving. Yeah. Why thanksgiving is important? Why must we give thanks? When you give thanks, what happens? What are the importance? Number one, it makes you get more. Everybody say, it makes you get more. In John chapter 6, verse 5, okay, Bible said that, and when Jesus had lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that this may eat? You see, all the time, Jesus is thinking about how people will eat. It's important. This Christmas, call somebody to your house to eat. It's important. And he said this to prove him. For he knew himself what he would do. Philip answered, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many? As they were contemplating on what to do, Andrew came and Andrew said that there's a small boy here. He has 4 loaves of bread. Five loaves of bread and 2 fishes. 5 loaves. And Jesus said, okay. Which verse? Verse 6. Jesus said, okay, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in that place. So the men sat down and they are about 5,000. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. He said, make the men sit down. They sat. Bible say they were about 5. I don't know who counted them, but they said they were about what, 5,000. In this modern time, you are doing party, 5,000 people are coming. Yay. Hey, bruh. No. After that party, you can't recover again. You are doing party. Now, when people are doing party, it's strictly by invitation. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't go, I'm telling you. It's not every party you dress and go. Some of you, somebody has invited you for a party, then you are going with a friend. They've invited me for a party, and then I'm saying that George should follow me. Share. You have to tell, recently I was going somewhere, and then the people come and said, how many people are you coming with? It's important. They must know the number of people I'm coming with. I can't just appear, then everybody is following me. They've invited only me. 7 people are following me. I'll eat, and they'll be sitting down watching. But they didn't invite them. So they must know the number of people who are following me. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. And he said that the men were about what? 5,000. Verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves. And when he has given thanks, he distributed to the disciples and the disciples to them that were set down. And likewise of the fishes as much as they would. Listen, he said, And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, when you give thanks, you get a lot. Even in normal life, when somebody gives you something and you say thank you, you get a lot. Like yesterday when I was sleeping, the first person that came and asked, is this number on Momo? I called and thanked the person. Then this morning, I sent a message again to say thank you. How many people ask you that question, that is your number on Momo? Yeah. The number of people who are on WhatsApp, like not all my contacts, my contacts who are on WhatsApp, they are about 1,000 plus. Out of the 1,000, 2 people have asked me, is this number on Momo? It is not common. Yeah. Some of you, somebody gives you something, you think that, oh, that is it. Then your ability to say thank you will cause the person to give you more. Learn it. He said, and when Jesus had given thanks, he gave the bread to his disciples to distribute to the people. And the people started sharing. They shared and shared. Let's continue and see what happened after that. He said that in verse 12, he said, when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragment that nothing that remained, that nothing be lost. Verse 13 said, therefore, they gathered them together and they had 12 baskets. 12 baskets. The people had eaten and they had 12 baskets remaining. Learn to give thanks. When you give, most of you, and the reason why when you eat, the food doesn't catch you is because you don't pray. No, you don't pray. You see, Kanzona, your brain has changed. You don't pray. Most people here don't pray over food. I'm saying it again. Nobody can beat me. I'm saying that most of you, lift up your hand. If you don't pray over the food, you usually you don't pray. When you see the food, no, you just eat. Lift up your hand. Yeah. Then in the middle of the, it is, already with the fashion you, with the next one, are you still here? Are you still here? Yeah. Jesus gave thanks. When you give thanks, you will get more. Learn to be a child who is grateful. Look, I'll tell you, when your parents pay your fees, go and thank them. Oh, daddy, I came to say thank you for paying my fees. You will see what will follow. Look, most of you, your parents, they have the money. But they don't want to pay your fees. There are people who are walking about. Their parents are rich. But their fees are not paid. It's because of this ungrateful attitude. Anybody paying your fees, you might as well worship the person. Oh, seriously. Do you know what it means to pay school fees? Well, George, come. We are going for a quick commercial break. Welcome back from our quick commercial break. This service is proudly sponsored by Bell Cola, and Bell Aqua, and supported by Pella. You are not clapping for. I've changed my mind. Nobody is going to. Hey, Reverend, the other day we run around your crowd to the DA. You are saying a DA. Or you beg. Yeah. Today, if you fool, you don't drink. Yeah, daddy can cry, papa, you did mama, you know, the run run, you can cry, na ye, say. So you are insulting me in your head. Antoinette, you are insulting me in your head. You are saying, hey, drink a cry, and me, yeah, to know. Yeah. I said, learn to give thanks. When things are being done for you, learn to say thank you. The more you say thank you, the more you will get. The person who gave you 10 cedis and you said thank you, the same person will give you 100 cedis. When you say thank you, the same person will give you 1,000 cedis. When you say thank you, the same person will come and give you 10,000 Ghana cedis. And the same person will give you 100,000 Ghana cedis. So if the day you see 100,000 Ghana cedis, you collapse. You will collapse. You will stop being a human being. Because you have never... Some of you, nobody have done beyond 50 cities before. Beyond 50. You have never... Yeah. Never. Yesterday, I was just receiving Momo on my phone. Just say, brah. Say, I'm blessed. Reverend, give me your phone. Let me send to my house. May I should give you my phone so that you send to your house. Learn to say thank you. However little it is, learn to say thank you. However little, somebody gives you something. Somebody does something for you. Somebody is paying your fees. Somebody bought a book for you. Somebody bought water for you. Learn to say thank you. You will get more. I'm telling you, you will get more. You will get more. When the person knows that you appreciate it. Look, we are all looking for... You see, that scripture in the Bible that said that, if you do something, don't let your right hand see. No. Hey, most people don't follow that one. Everybody would like to give to somebody who appreciates it. Yeah, that's how God has created us to be. That is why there is a word such as ungrateful, in quotes. Because most people, is it sometimes the people you do good to, they are the people who are ungrateful. They will insult you. They will insult you. Sometimes the people you invest into, they are the same people, that's the same people that they leave. Yeah. Learn to be grateful. Say amen. I said learn to be grateful. Say amen. He said, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remain over and above unto them that had eaten. 12 baskets. Every disciple will take one to his house. Peter will collect one to his house. Judas, he too, he will go with one. Yeah. Learn to say thank you. Somebody gives you. Don't say, you don't know. Somebody gives you water. Learn to say thank you. Somebody open the door for you to enter. They say thank you. Somebody pull a chair for you to sit down. Let always say thank you. There's a scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. He said, in all things, give thanks. It's not easy like that. See, me, I'm not an art student. I'm a science student. Science students, we want to understand why things happen. Art students, they don't care. They just memorize them. But science, we must know that 1 + 1 = 2. If 1 + 1 is not 2, we have to find out why it is not 2. So, that scripture that says that in all things, give thanks to God, it doesn't work for some of us. Like, one of the things I don't understand is, you have done funeral, then you go and do thanksgiving. Why are you thanking? Somebody has died. Why are we thanking God? Do you understand? Your father has died, we've done funeral. We are going to thank God for what? That the person has died. Are we thanking God for all? We are thanking God so that nobody else will die again or what? So you see, that scripture that said that in all things, give thanks. It's not easy like that. Hey, you have failed your exams. As we are here, people are thanking God for 10 ones. You're also here thanking God for aggregated thesis. Hey, in all things, and the Bible says in all things. It's not only when you pass your exams, but in good and in bad. It's not easy like that. In all things, give thanks. In all things. We've come for funeral, we've closed, go home. Like that Sunday, we are going to wear white and wear. We are going to thank God for what? Kela, why are we going? I read it, but that's to say, our father has died. It's not easy like that. I'm telling you, it's not easy like that. But it is easier to come and give thanks on the Sunday morning because you have done baby shower, baby naming, baby dedication, baby we are adoring. I've come to thank God for the child that has come. It's easier to raise up yourself. Oh, Erade, thank you for getting admission to school because my results were good. It's difficult to come and stand here when you know that you have a receipt. It's done. Okay. Call somebody here for me. Call somebody. We are waiting for the person come now. We'll start. Are you still here with me? Yes, ma'am. I'm waiting for him. Hallelujah. In all things. Number two. Thanksgiving. Another importance is that it brings healing. Everybody say it brings healing. In Luke chapter 17, okay. That scripture in Luke chapter 17 was where Jesus healed the 10 lepers. You remember the story of the 10 lepers? How many of you remember the story of the 10 lepers? Yeah. Now, in that story, Jesus was passing his somewhere. Do you understand? Then he saw these 10 lepers. Why did the Bible say 10? Because Jesus counted them. Jesus, he knows man, so he counted them one by one. They were 10. And the people shouted that, Lord, have mercy on us. Rocky, why are you drinking water? I'll give you water. This is holy water. If you drink water, you never thirst again. Amen. You don't believe. I said, if you drink the water I'm about to give you, you never thirst again. Why are you not clapping for Jesus? If the water is about to finish, buy another one and top up. It's holy water. And Jesus counted them. And Jesus told them that, go. In verse 13, the Bible said that, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Verse 14 said that, and when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Verse 15 says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back with a loud voice and glorified God. One of them. 1/10. One. That's what I'm saying, that ungratefulness is a universal set. Many people, if you do good to 10 people, only one will come and say thank you. Yeah. Only one will come and say thank you. The remaining 9, if they don't insult you, then you are blessed. If they don't insult you. I'm sure those 9 lepers who didn't come to say thank you, the day they were crucifying Jesus, they were there. The day Jesus was being crucified, they were there. They were there. And he fell down at his feet and gave him thanks, for he was a Samaritan. He gave thanks. He gave thanks. That one person came to give thanks. And Bible said that he told him that you are whole. Let's continue reading. Otherwise, you said that I've written my own Bible. Let's go. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Jesus is always asking, where are the 9? You see, human beings, you are expecting the person to come and say thank you. In this scripture, we know that Jesus was expecting 10 people to come and say thank you. Jesus himself, he also expected you to say thank you. Jesus. He said, were there not 10 people cleansed? Did I not heal 10 people? Did I not share drink and things for 1,600 people? Why is only 2 people came to say thank you? And he said, and they are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. I don't know a stranger. And he said unto them, arise, go their way. Thy faith has made thee whole. Your faith has made you whole. The guy was made whole. Because he came to give thanks. He came to give what? Thanks. When you are sick, you will know that the next thing is that you are dying. And sometimes your prayer is that, Lord, when you heal me, I'll worship you all my life. Why I prayed that prayer before? Oh God, I beg. This one, last chance. It's like when you are sick and you dream that you were in the coffin. Hey, you know that this one, dear. When you wake up, you'll be worried. You'll be worried. How many of you have dreamed that you have died before? At least once in your lifetime, you have to have that dream that you have died before. Me too, I've dreamed that I've died before. They were doing the funeral and I was standing there watching the people. And I was the one in the coffin. I said, lie. Me, yeah, but. And that type of dream, when you wake up, you are sweating. Hey, I tell you. You start praying. And if you don't know, you wake up in the middle of the night, you can't sleep again. Oh, you don't understand the dream I'm trying to describe. It has not happened to you. I said, people, you sleep in air-conditioned rooms. That's why. Those of us who sleep in the room where there's fan, that's how can we drink heat. When there's heat, you say heat also has a way of giving you nightmares. Heat. There's light out. You are fanning yourself through that. You slept that. Then, even though you are sweating, you cannot feel that you are in hell. That's how it makes you feel. Wake up, you are sweaty. You look around, the room is dark. You say, hey, Jesus, I'm. That day you pray, say, God, I beg you, heal me, oh Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. Heal me, oh Lord, and I will be healed. For you are the one. I pray. This is that song we'll be singing. For you are the one. I pray. By evening time, you are well. By evening time. What I'm describing, that is Wednesday afternoon, you are well. Sunday, they call you for church. What? Nonsense. Yeah, they are sorry for headache. Yeah. You call your rounds. But I pray for you. Bible said that when you gift, somebody should tell them that they are disturbing. No, the church cannot be like that. There's so much chaos. Are you still here? Yeah. Are we not having a beautiful service?
When we went for Bishop Oko's funeral, I was, may soul rest in peace. I was sitting by one of my friends, Reverend William. And as the funeral was going, I told him that, so funeral can be nice like this. It's like everybody was sitting down, nobody was moving. Meanwhile, when you go to the villages for funeral, right? Somebody will come and lie on the coffin. They are holding somebody. Some uncle B is drunk. He's talking basa basa as they are preaching. Hey! Meanwhile, we all sat there nicely. Even though we're sad, nobody was really crying. I mean, coffin was there. The whole room was packed neat. You know, see some drunkard moving out. Let me tell you, when you die and there's a drunkard at your funeral, it means a lot. You better, because when you arrive at when you arrive at heaven's gate, Peter will ask you, the people who came for your funeral, who are they? You have to explain. So before you die, say that at your funeral, no drunkard should come there. Because you go explain, give Peter. Explain. You go, and that one you explain to her because we have the video. The video is in heaven already before you are arriving. Because we are having, look how we are having a nice, everybody is happy here. Day to day having market service. Everybody is talking, there's no leader. Oh, I'm overreacting. Hey. Funeral in the villages is not nice. Oh. It's something that they'll put the coffin there, then some drunkard will come and carry the coffin. I was told of a funeral that the guy, when he died, his friends, but he was a drunkard. So he, when they laid the guy in state and the people were not there, his friends came to carry the corpse and they were running. Like, the corpse was not in the casket too. If they lay you in state, they will now put you in the casket. Yeah, then the friends came to collect the corpse. You know. They were carrying it, they were running, but they were drunk. They were running in the town. People chased them to collect the dead body from them. Hey, look at the type of friends you have. And then that, this particular funeral, I was at the funeral. When we were going to bury the guy, his friends, they came. They were holding plantain. the unripe one, the one they cut from the tree. No, everybody was holding a bunch. As they carried the casket, nonsense. You have died before us. Who do you think you are? Now say, foolish boy. Oh, they started stoning their corpse. I say, hey, this people, where are they from? They say, oh, they are friends. They are all mechanics. So be careful. Before you die, you have to know the type of friends you have. And last one. Thanksgiving can raise the dead. Say, thanksgiving can raise the dead. Yeah. One day, Jesus... You see, when Jesus came on earth, and one of the things he did was he healed sicknesses. Like the story of the 10 lepers in Luke 17, he healed sicknesses. Another thing Jesus did was that he raised the dead. Yeah, Jesus raised the dead. And one day, there was a guy. The man, he was called Jairus. How many of you have heard of Jairus? Jairus' story was in Luke chapter 8. And Jairus had a daughter who was 12 years old. And one day, Jairus came to tell Jesus that the daughter has died. And Jesus said, no problem. Let's go to the house. When they went to the house, Jesus said, hey, the people were crying. Jesus said, they should go out. The people went out. No, Jesus said, Tapita, come alive. And the baby came, the child came alive. Cry for Jesus. The little girl, 12-year-old girl, she came alive. When the girl came alive, there was a doctor in the town. He said, it's not true. But even the girl, she was asleep. She wasn't dead. So that they say Jesus has raised the dead. It's not true. So they went to call Dr. Sogava. Dr. Sogava came. He put a stethoscope on there. He said, no, that is not death. The girl didn't die. The girl was actually sleeping. So the transition came to explain some medical terms. Jesus said, The people said, he didn't die. Okay, no problem. Then they were there again. Then this time, the second person Jesus raised from the dead, this time Jesus was there. When the person died, he didn't say anything. When they were going to the cemetery, they said, this one, it was a small boy. When they were going to the cemetery, then he said that they should put the casket down. When they put the casket down, Jesus resurrected the boy. This story is in Luke chapter 7. He resurrected the boy. They said they should call Dr. Sogava again. To come and ascertain whether where is Agnes? Where is she? Where is she? We are closing. She's the reason we are waiting. Call her again.
So they called Dr. Sogava again. He came. He did something. He said, no. Usually when people die, he came to explain some medical. He said, no, that guy, he didn't die properly. He didn't die. Jesus said, hey, this second death too, he didn't die properly. The first one, the girl was, he said, oh, this one, they put the boy in the coffin. They were going to the cemetery. Jesus said, this one, if I raise the dead, they will know that I raised the dead. The Dr. Sogava said, he didn't die. The boy didn't die well. Yeah, he's a science student. Doctor. There is the doctor the Pope believed in the town. So the next person who was called Lazarus. In the case of Lazarus, Jesus said, but the girl, when I came, they said he didn't die properly. The boy too didn't die properly. Then Jesus told his disciples that Lazarus said, that Lazarus, we'll go after 4 days. 4 days, dear, when you are smelling, they will know that you have died. They will know that you have died. 4 days. Let's read that story. Lazarus' story is in John. John chapter 11. John chapter 11. So, where do we start from? Verse 32. Then when Mary had come where Jesus was and saw him, he fell down at his feet saying unto him, Lord, if thou had been here early, my brother would not have died. I'm sure that Jesus was saying, but the two people that I raised already, people say they didn't die properly. This one, I want him to die properly. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, they groaned in the spirit and were troubled. And he said, where have they laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Then in verse 35, John 11, 35, Jesus wept. It was at Lazarus' funeral that Jesus wept. Jesus was crying. Jesus cried at the funeral. I don't know why you go for funeral, you don't want to cry. It was at that funeral that Jesus wept. Listen, in verse 36, he said, then said the Jews, behold, how he loved him. Now they are saying, oh, Jesus, dear, he loved Lazarus' power. Listen, if you love somebody and you go for the first funeral, you must cry. When I was at Bishop Oko's funeral, I was crying. I seriously cried. I was crying, mama, lad. Before I think some bishop was standing for me, he held me. I actually cried tears. If you had a funeral, you see that. I was crying. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? So now people say that, but this Jesus who like opening people's eyes, why did he allow the guy to die? But they didn't know. Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the grave. It was a cave and the stone laid upon it. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh. He's been dead for 4 days. I'm sure Jesus will say, yeah, it's the 4 days one that I like. 4 days. Yeah. After 4 days, if they call Dr. Sogava, he cannot explain the thing again. 4 days. And you see, when you die after 2 days, you begin to stink. Do not stinking. You decompose. You decay. And you get rotten. That's why when you go for funeral, you see people who go and they fan the people. It's not because the dead people are sweating, no. By that time, the guy is getting rotten. So the house flies are coming around. That's why they fan them. That thing they are doing, they are sucking the flies. It's not like the dead body is feeling hot. Oh, I'm not preaching well. By the way, I'm quiet and look at my face. Then Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory? Verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eye and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Father, I thank. It's in that place that Jesus thanked the Lord. Jesus prayed, thanking God there. It was in that thanksgiving that Lazarus came alive. Thank God. When you are sick, thank God. Say, God, I thank you that I'm sick. Your healing will come speedily. Thank God. So when you are sick, that's when you begin to curse God. Eradi, why am you? What's the problem? Why am you? You start thinking, why you? Why not you? If it's not you, who else? If it is not the way you live your life, if it is not you, who else will say fall sick? Yeah. It brings healing. It brings multiplication. Do you understand? And it brings resurrection. May the spirit of thanksgiving come into our life in Jesus' name. I say, may the spirit of thanksgiving come upon us in Jesus' name. I said, may the spirit of thanksgiving come upon us in Jesus' name. Yeah. Learn to give thanks to the Lord in all things. Everybody say, in all things. Say, in all things. Give thanks to God in all things. Learn it. Learn it. Don't say that it is your right, it is your privilege, it is your parents' duty. Duty. There are rich people whose children are walking around aimlessly. They can't even go to school, but they have money. God must touch your parents' heart to take care of you. There are people's children who are sleeping under chaos. They have parents who have the money, but they are there because perhaps they have not been grateful when their parents were there. I pray for you that we all become grateful people in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for the Lord and stand to your feet. Oh, even your clapping for the Lord is some way. Are you clapping or you are attempting to clap? Hallelujah. Lift up your hands.
I'll make room for two, you and I, Jesus. You are all the mightiest. You are all the mightiest.
I'll put you in front.
I'll put you in front of my melody, in front of my melody. Brother, mother,
I don't know why you are not singing.
You are all the matters.
Open your mouth and sing aloud. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this afternoon. We pray that, Lord, may the entrance that you have given us, may the light that you have given us help us. I pray for all of us here that will become young people who will give you glory, who will thank you for the wonderful things that you have done for us. Father, we are grateful. We are grateful. We love you for all that you are doing for us and all that you are about to do for us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat.